With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Investigation continues into that shooting incident in Washington. The suspect remains in custody and will be making his first court appearance Monday morning. There's been a leadership shakeup at the company that runs President Trump's social media platform. We have more on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Former California Congressman Devin Nunes has been removed as CEO of Trump Media and Technology. He's being replaced temporarily by digital media executive Kevin McGurn. The company, which owns Truth Social, didn't give a reason for Nunes leaving. However, its stock has collapsed in the last year. The stock is down more than 60% since Donald Trump was re-elected president in November 2024, wiping out more than $6 billion in investor wealth. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Liberal economists facing renewed scrutiny after earlier backing claims that large-scale spending under Joe Biden would not drive up inflation, predictions that were proven wrong. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
Inflation, which was below 2% in the final months of Donald Trump's first term, surged to 9% under former President Joe Biden, then eased again at the beginning of Mr. Trump's second term. Despite the ongoing Iran conflict and the recent surge in oil prices, the inflation rate today is lower than the average rate during the four-year budget deficit of former President Biden.
Well, the Trump administration sanctioning a major China-based oil refinery and about 40 shipping companies. Move is part of a campaign to cut off Iran's oil exports. U.S. has also imposed a blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, crucial, of course, for energy exports. This is SRN News. Disturbing story from north of the border.
An 84-year-old woman from Vancouver arrived at the hospital with severe back pain and says the first treatment that she was offered was physician-assisted suicide. Marianne Lancaster tells the Western Standard that after taking her basic information, hospital personnel asked if she'd like to take her own life. She did not and was eventually treated for a hairline fracture of her pelvis. Canadian pro-life advocates are expressing outrage. Michael Harrington reporting.
Human Rights Campaign launching a $15 million investment targeting Republicans in battleground districts ahead of the fall's midterms. Leading LGBT advocacy group in the U.S. says this will be the most money it has ever spent on a midterm election. The campaign comes after years of losses at the ballot box and in the courts for the gay rights movement. This is SRN News. Leaders worldwide are reacting to Saturday night shooting in Washington. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's shocked to hear about the repeated attempt to assassinate Trump. He says he's glad that both Trump and the First Lady, along with senior U.S. government officials, emerged unscathed. Netanyahu says there is no place for violence, not against political leaders and not against anyone. By repeated attempts, Netanyahu is referring to the shooting in Butler, Pennsylvania, when Trump was still on the campaign trail. Trump's right ear was grazed, but a man in the audience was killed. The suspected gunman, 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks, was killed by Secret Service. And gunman Ryan Wesley Ruth is serving a life sentence for trying to assassinate Trump on a golf course in Florida in 2024. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at srnnews.com.